Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In addition to that, she is also the former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump and the Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation, Philadelphia's own Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Happy Friday, Rich. I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Show's a little off the rails today, but that's what happens on a Friday after Stormy Daniels has been on the stand for 2 days. So what are you going to do?
Fortunately, that's not in my wheelhouse. I have to say, though, during the 2015-2016 primary, I used to go as a cruise surrogate on radio shows like yours as a counterpoint for Michael Cohen. And so I'm so curious to see what he does coming up, because he is a very interesting human being.
He's a sleazeball, right? Can you say that?
Totally.
Yeah, total sleazeball.
Yeah, I mean, he's a total sleazeball, and he has, I mean, when you're on a campaign like that, the other staffs, you kind of, you know, behind the scenes commiserate, because you're all in the same boat. You know, you're all like being dragged around Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, and it's a lot. And, you know, a lot, these people are professionals, and so you're in different camps, but there's a kind of a, you know, like when you're not actually sparring, you talk to each other, and you know, there's a human side to it. And Michael never had that. He would just rant and rave the entire time, whether he was on the air or off. And you were a horrible person for not supporting Donald Trump. You couldn't have an opposing viewpoint or, you know, a longstanding affiliation with another candidate. You were to be destroyed. So I think that's probably the way he's going to approach his testimony.
Yeah, I would think so. Just an absolute scumbag, sleazeball, and no question in my mind about that. We got a lot to chat about here, Dr. Coates, but I wanted to ask you, I mean, first of all, first and foremost, you know, they've issued warnings tonight for solar flares, and it's a big deal, apparently, what they're talking about. And I believe them this time, but I'm also thinking, but maybe it's a Chinese cyber attack, because, you know, I don't trust anything the government says anymore. China has joined U.S. climate leftists to undercut American energy security. This is a report from the Heritage Foundation. So tell us about what China is doing right now. I know that they are the world's biggest contributor to pollution. What are they up to?
Yeah, and these two things are related. I mean, the solar flares, for all of us who have followed the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse problem, really for 10, 15 years now, know that it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad actor like China. It can be solar flares that throws the whole grid offline, and that's why it's a bipartisan failure that we haven't done more as a nation to secure our grid, basically to make our domestic electric grid as protected as our military grid, and to ensure the safety of our space assets at the same time. So that's failure number one. But thank you for mentioning Chinese handcuffs. This is a project we've been working on for 5 months now. It will go on until September, and it is a thorough documentation and exposure of how the communist Chinese have infiltrated the radical green agenda that we see so painfully here in Pennsylvania through things like REGI, for example, and other restrictions on our ability to both produce natural gas and coal and oil, but then also to generate electricity and export it regionally. All of that is being threatened by this radical agenda, and China has co-opted it. And they now are in control of all of the things that the radical greens are going to need to execute, from EV batteries to wind turbines, and most famously, solar panels. We can't produce them here at home at the scale or at the cost that they can. So if you're going to implement that agenda, you're going to have this stuff. And then you go from being dependent on things like nice, clean Pennsylvania natural gas to being dependent on the communist Chinese. And they have done this deliberately, just like they did on 5G. And the Biden administration is walking into it. So we released the first chapter this week. It's gotten a lot of attention because I think most Americans realize this is happening and they don't want it to happen. They want to be supplied with energy here at home, not be dependent on China.
Yeah, most Americans don't realize it's happening. That's very, very true. And we are in a situation right now where it seems like Joe Biden is rushing to try to accomplish all this before he leaves office, because I think he knows he's going to lose. And he's on a race to try to destroy America's energy independence. Or maybe it's just because he keeps trying to play to the crazies and the crazy college kids, the same ones in the Palestinian encampments who also believe that he's not doing enough on climate change.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That's a critical point. These are the same people. They have the same tactics. They share the same goals. And I've noted with personal horror that the Palestinian extremists are starting to attack artworks the way we've seen the eco-terrorists do, notably that statue of George Washington from GW University, but there have been other examples. They attacked the Leaning Tower of Pisa, for example. So this is the same crowd. Agreed, Biden is trying to pander to the youth vote, which he has to have. You know, that's a vote they disproportionately get. And I think they thought they could solve it by forgiving student loans and degrading the status of marijuana. But suddenly they've realized that that entire generation, hopefully with the exception of our kids, has been infected with this radical anti-Semitism, pro-terrorism. And, you know, they're desperately trying to adjust accordingly.
Let's talk about what's going on with all these encampments. They cleaned out the one at the University of Penn last night, and good that they did that. I'm amazed that, like, for example, there's a group called Fatties for Palestine. That's an actual group that I saw the other day. It's a legit organization. I'm really amazed at how the college system, the education system, has convinced these students that Israel is the oppressor here. And Jen Psaki said the quiet part out loud. She was on with Stephen Colbert. And Colbert asked her the question of what is Joe Biden doing for the youth vote? And she said, well, he's holding up the weapons to Israel. That's a good start. I mean, she admitted that what Biden is doing here is completely and utterly political to try to win over these crazy college kids.
No, it's utterly shameful. And there is apparently nothing they won't betray or overturn in order to try to get this man reelected. And, you know, you look at the 70, now 76 years, as we're coming up on Israel's Independence Day on the 14th, you know, 76 years of support for Israel from the United States. We recognize the modern state of Israel 11 minutes after the United Nations vote that established it. And I've always apologized for the Israelis that we were a little tardy there. But, you know, that has been a huge investment from the U.S. taxpayer, and it has kept us all safer. That's what I feel like the story that's not being told is, this is not foreign aid. This is not charity. This is an investment in the Middle East, in a country that is a massive projector of our strength. And the way we cooperate, the ingenuity of the Israelis, the kinds of things they're designing are exactly what we want here at home. And quite frankly, our industrial base isn't that nimble or creative at this point. They tend to build really large, really expensive, they call them exquisite programs. And we could learn a thing or two from Rafael and from some of the other Israeli companies. So this is not a one-way street. But the Biden administration is perfectly happy to create, I mean, this was shameful, but day before yesterday when the president gave that interview was the worst day in 76 years of our alliance. And so we've just hopefully hit the nadir. Congress is doing everything it can to at least express that they do not agree with this. Everyone up to and including our friend John Fetterman has come out and rebuked the president for his remarks. And the former President Trump has also been crystal clear that he strongly opposes this, and it'll be reversed day one if he's reelected.
But is it impeachable is the question, because didn't they go after Donald Trump for threatening to withhold Ukraine funding if Zelensky, this is again what the Democrats said at the time, if Zelensky did not turn over the dirt on Joe Biden? I mean, here Joe Biden here is withholding this. Congress authorized this. He's doing it for political purposes. I heard Tom Cotton say, based on that Trump standard, this certainly sounds impeachable to me. I know there's already one Republican member of Congress who's introduced articles of impeachment.
Yeah, Corey Mills introduced one article today, the congressman from Florida. He's a war hero and just a very fine American. And so on exactly those grounds, he introduced an article of impeachment saying this is a quid pro quo. He used all the language that the Democrats used when they impeached President Trump for this. And bear in mind, you know, President Trump released the transcript of his call with President Zelensky. That was unprecedented. You know, we can't even get President Biden to release a simple transcript with his special prosecutor, let alone a head of state call. And, you know, the impeachment failed. But it doesn't take away the fact that the Democrats did it. And I think President Biden should be held accountable as well.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with me. Let me ask you this question as we continue along the show here today. The classified documents here, this Biden Iran envoy put classified documents on hacked personal email and phone, according to Republican lawmakers. This story was in the New York Post about this. Troubling allegations that President Biden's suspended special envoy to Iran, Robert Malley, stored classified material on his personal email account and cell phone, which was later accessed by a hostile cyber actor. This came out on Monday. Senate Foreign Relations and House Affairs Committee. Tell us about that.
I mean, this is so disgraceful and outrageous. And I know we've got a hard stop today. We can come back to this next week, Rich, because I've got so much to say about it. Rob Malley. I have a lot. I have views. Rob Malley, who is an Obama administration alum and in the interim ran the International Crisis Group, was part of the former Obama folks who were targeted by those Iranian infiltrators. He had a whole bunch of them work for him while he was at the crisis group and was clearly compromised at that point by the Iranian government. And so when he came back in, following his former boss, Hillary Clinton's pattern, he was not particularly, and Joe Biden's pattern, he was not very sensitive about classified information. And I can't even figure out physically how he did it. Although this may be the path that they're tracking him down with. If he viewed those documents and moved them by email, there will be a record on the classified computer that he used. And if he printed them out and took pictures of them and did it that way, that printer will have a record of what documents, the classified documents that were printed. So I don't see how he can get out from under this if it did indeed happen. And the Iranians are extremely sophisticated in the cyber world. They launched unprecedented attacks on me and some of my colleagues in 2020, creating alternative profiles for us, sending emails to senior government officials, including then National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. So they would have had no problem, especially if their henchmen had been working for Rob at the crisis center, you know, getting access to his personal devices and, you know, planting software, hardware in them that would be able to track this stuff. Once he was back in office. So it's an outrage. It explains a lot about what's been going on with Iran and the potential intelligence failures that we saw around October 7th. And I think this investigation, every American should want this to go forward.
More to say on this, no doubt, but you're a rock star and you got a Fox Business hit coming up in a few minutes. Dr.
Victoria, I actually do have one today.
I know. That's great. So good luck, my friend. Have a great weekend and we'll talk again next week.
You too. Look forward to it.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.